Herb, I'm curious where you think things are going to be heading in terms of combined biologic therapy. We're seeing that in lung cancer. We're seeing that in breast cancer. Hopefully in the next year, we'll see the results of a randomized trial looking at bevacizumab, FOLFOX plus or minus panitumumab. What do you think, Herb, about this issue of multiple attacks at different pathways?
A combination makes sense biologically, preclinically. More approaches to target cancer always work better. In the clinic, there are modest-sized pilot data sets, of which the BOND-2 study is probably the best, which suggests benefit by adding the two together. There are some other data sets which are more ambiguous, including combinations of bevacizumab with erlotinib, which, depending on the study in pilot settings, suggests benefit, others where that hasn't been confirmed. All of the data sets are too small to draw any conclusions. I think it's an entirely appropriate and engaging question because of the clinical activity of each. And much like, ironically, we piloted chemotherapy regimens based upon the clinical activity empirically, we're now combining quote-unquote targeted therapies as much on the clinical empiricism that they each work well together. There's no reason to think there should be antagonism, and we need to test whether, in fact, there is true additive or even superadditive benefits clinically. It also needs to be tested how much benefit there really is, because if it's very incremental and there's added toxicity and enormous cost, the risk-benefit or the cost-benefit may not justify doing this, particularly outside of a clinical study. I would make one other point, and this is to look at the EGFR data. The good news is there will be first-line survival studies with cetuximab reported in the first and second-line setting probably in the coming year or so. And the good news is we will then have true, relatively comparable first-line data for VEGF and EGF inhibitors to make the discussion more informative as opposed to doing cross-study, cross-line comparisons. The data with the EGFR inhibitors, including what John showed, is that actually a further subtlety in the discussion needs to be embraced by the community. If you look at the hazard ratio, there's an improvement in progression-free survival, and one would anticipate a survival benefit that was obscured by the crossover. However, if you look at the medians alone, there's absolutely no difference. In fact, the curves splay apart just after the median. Overall, we need to realize two things. The hazard ratio is probably a better endpoint than median alone because it takes information from the whole curve. It also implies there's probably a subset of patients who benefit, not all patients taken together, but we have no idea how to define that subset. I think as we combine drugs, we're going to need to see whether or not they're either clinical or molecular characteristics, which can help target therapy to the right patient, because there may be added benefit. But after those studies are done, the next question is going to be, how do we actually tailor all of these targeted therapies to the individual for maximal benefit and optimal tolerance?